Also during the last day of the AFN convention, the organization made several official endorsements for candidates and ballot measures set to go before Alaska voters during the November election. AFN endorsed the unity ticket for governor, Bill Walker, and running mate Byron Mallott on Saturday. The pair merged their campaigns back in September when Walker, at the time a Republican running as an independent, agreed to combine with then-Democratic candidate Mallott. Part of that agreement saw Walker drop any Republican Party affiliation while the Democratic Party agreed not to run a candidate against the new unity ticket. AFN also announced endorsements of Democratic incumbent Mark Begich in the Senate race against Republican challenger Dan Sullivan. The endorsement came after the convention also approved a slate of 50 resolutions, ranging from subsistence to education issues. Those resolutions also included a measure formally opposing Ballot Measure 2, the initiative going before voters that would legalize the growth, sale, and use of marijuana for adults over the age of 21. In recent years, AFN has shied away from endorsing candidates, but the Federation's endorsement of Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski was pivotal in her 2010 write-in bid after she lost the Republican primary to Fairbanks lawyer Joe Miller. The AFN endorsement was made behind closed doors, open to only a few delegates from across the state. For its part, Bering Straits Native Corporation spokesperson Miriam Ahrens says BSNC has also endorsed the Walker-Mallott unity ticket as well as Begich. While AFN did not endorse either candidate in the U.S. House race between Don Young and Forrest Dunbar, Aaron says BSNC has chosen to endorse Young.